And I am your shooter this morning. Sorry, I don't feel Jason Kansas start best 5 minutes of the day. I don't feel like I live up to the moniker MVP mark, but we'll do what we can this morning. So
what's the best you've done so far this year?
Yeah, I did 3 for 5 with Dawson, and it was okay. Kind of nice to just focus on the shooting and have him do the play-by-play.
Sure.
But, you know, I think I'm going to follow his example. He basically shoots from the mic area when he's the only one in here shooting, and that is I put that extra pressure on me, like, step back over here and shoot where other people do. And so probably, yeah. I mean, you've been in the studio, so it's been a while, but, I mean, you know, you're on a bit of an angle here, so.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the other option is to just actually go stand right next to the hoop.
I like that option. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
That's what 7-year-old River in Menominee did to get her 10 of 10. So, yeah.
That's the way to go.
And a child shall lead them, right?
Yeah. Right, indeed.
Okay, well, I think we win the story of the weekend, don't you think?
Probably.
So my daughter, Evelyn, and her friend, I'd gotten back with a fish fry, and I thought we were just going to sit down and watch a little monk eat the fish fry, and instead, Evelyn, they took a walk. There's a cemetery near our house, and then there's a more special section. They walked back there with their dogs, and they spot this little carrier off the beaten path, and it's a little pet carrier, and lo and behold, there's a hedgehog inside of it. This is after 7 o'clock on Friday night. I mean, and so these are apparently kind of heat-sensitive little animals.
Yeah.
So it's got food and water inside, but, like, who left their hedgehog in the graveyard, and what was the intention there?
So many questions about that.
We have taken, led by my wife, no surprise, and Elena, extraordinary care of the hedgehog, and as of last night, he's warming up to us. So
okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I think when you shared that story with me on Saturday, I had a lot of questions.
Yeah,
that are not easily answered.
No, we've been trying to monitor anybody who said that their hedgehog was taken or whatever.
Sure.
I mean, we just can't come up with an exact reason.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Still unanswered.
The nails were kind of long. We've learned you need to trim those. Be careful with that. I mean, they're kind of prickly. I really didn't have a whole lot of hedgehog experience.
Right. Other than the video game Sonic the Hedgehog.
Exactly. And we are trying. My sister-in-law has had a pet hedgehog, so she was providing tips for us. So.
Yeah, nice.
But your wife was also mentioned as a possible consultant. So
yeah, we've had a variety of animals in our home. So
We
haven't had a hedgehog yet, but pretty close. So
yeah. Okay, let's see what else here today. Both of our daughters had a birthday back to back. Yours on Saturday, Evelyn on Sunday. So
yes, they're literally a day apart.
I know.
Born the same year, and so. That was fun. We were able to celebrate Grace's birthday on Saturday, and just had a good time with that. Was able to have Rosie over here for a couple of hours, and so yeah.
You did it. It looked like you had a more recent picture of your daughter, obviously with Rosie, and I don't take as many pictures as you, so I didn't. I kind of relied on Facebook, and then I posted family pictures, and I kind of felt a little bad about that, but whatever.
You know, you go with what you have.
Yeah.
I'm grateful Grace allows me to take pictures of her and Rosie. And I think Tessa's in a space where she's like, you know what, just don't ever take pictures of me. So that makes it harder. So
that does, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and a leading politician said over the weekend that certain humans aren't humans, but likened them to animals. And I think we just want to stand strongly and firmly on the idea that every single human being, the more than 8 billion of them that populate the planet, are image bearers, correct?
100%. I think that is one of the big problems that we run into in our country, in our world, in our communities, is dehumanizing those who don't look or think or believe like we do. And I would agree with you that we stand really strongly on that every person is created in God's image.
Yeah. So there's a favorite quote I have that Rich Stern cited in his book, The Hole in Our Gospel. Maybe I can share that tomorrow and we can discuss that. But anyhow, we've got John 15:3 today from Notes from the Upper Room.
Can you read the verse?
Yeah, I keep forgetting that. Thank you. Already you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you, Jesus said.
And I wrote, I wonder what the mood was in the room when Jesus spoke these words. He had just told the disciples that every branch that does not bear fruit, the Father takes away. Were they thinking to themselves, I wonder if Jesus is talking about me? They were raised under the old covenant, so they understood their righteousness to be about how well they obeyed the rules. When they broke the rules, the scribes, priests, and Pharisees were there to let them know. When their rabbi, Jesus, said that fruitless branches would be taken away, how many of them wondered, am I bearing enough fruit for the kingdom? Am I living radically enough for Jesus? If we're honest, many of us ask the same question, don't we? Am I evangelizing enough, praying enough, and living up to the standards Jesus set? What if I'm cut away? Then Jesus said these words, already you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Listen, we do not justify ourselves. We cannot make ourselves right with God. All we are able to bring is our brokenness and sin. Our purity and salvation are found in what Jesus already accomplished on our behalf.
Well, yeah, it stands out to me. All we are able to bring is our brokenness and sin. And yeah. Our purity and salvation are found in what he already accomplished on our behalf.
Yeah, you know, I think there's that idea, right, that I just got to clean myself up before I come, and that's not how it works.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You
talk to you tomorrow. Jason Kanz, WWIB, his closing prayer. Jesus, thank you for your saving work, and we heartily amen that here on WWIB. We got Drew Fralick on the line here, WWIB, from the great state of Michigan. They make us sound pretty intimidating, don't they, with all those nicknames for us as shooters in our Hope and Hoops.
Yeah. Hey, quick aside here, Mark. Have you filled out your bracket yet?
I have not. No? I kind of did a little bit. I like to do the homework and then wait until the 11th hour, just like when I was in school. So, except I don't know how much I did the homework.
Every year, my family, they do a bracket.
Okay.
You know, I don't really watch basketball.
Uh-huh.
I know basically nothing about it.
Okay.
So I'm always trying to, like, crack the code. Like, what do I got to do to win this bracket knowing nothing about basketball and being unwilling to watch? So this year, I just picked whichever team's logo was darker. That's just if it was blue or white, I would pick the blue team.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you updated.
Who do you have winning? Who do you have winning it all then?
I think it was like Nevada or something. They were like just a black logo. So I went with the color spectrum.
You know, the thing is, people really tune in now, the conference tournaments and the tournament. But the thing is, and bracket mania kind of grips the nation, and there's lost productivity in the workplace. But the fact is that. Yeah, I think it's hard to go away from the favorite. Like, UConn's a pretty big favorite, I think, to defend the title.
Is Wisconsin in or no?
Yeah, Wisconsin and Marquette are both in.
Okay. And, you know, Michigan's not in. Our coach just got fired last week.
Juwan Howard. Like, but what about Michigan State? They're in, aren't they?
Michigan State, yeah, they're good, yeah.
I
was going to say with Juwan, you know, you can only punch people so many times before they'll ask you to work somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know? Didn't he punch the Wisconsin guy, too? Was that?
Thanks a lot. Thanks for bringing that up again. Boy.
Okay,
yeah.
I forgot about that. We've gone off the rails.
You know what, though?
Sorry.
But we've brought it back to Christianity, Christian radio. We forgive him. We forgive him.
That's very generous of Wisconsin. Love
right.
you guys.
Here, I got it. Michigan State faces Mississippi State in the tournament. Their tournament over. All right, but you're getting ready to go to Ethiopia, and what are you going to do there?
Yeah, so our Vineyard Church has a partnership with another Vineyard Church there for over 15 years. Basically, nobody's been back since COVID, you know, with the travel restrictions. So we're going to get to know the pastors there and kind of get some updates on a community center that they've been building. And, you know, drink a lot of coffee, I'm assuming. So we'll see how it goes. I'll be updating the blog every day or two, and so I'm sure you'll be seeing those updates.
But I know in part of your promotional work in Detroit, you actually got shot at, and we've covered that in the past. We don't have to revisit that.
Yeah.
I mean, part of our concern, and my wife and I, because we've done a lot of clean water and the gospel in Liberia, West Africa, but I mean, just the idea, if you're doing a well in a place that, you know, there's, you just want to be careful, like that, it can become kind of a tough scene if it's, you know, somewhere where there's just like no other wells around.
Yeah, we'll be careful. I mean, it's really their project. We're, you know, they're the ones, you know, so I don't know all the details, but I guess when I get back, I'll have a lot more to share and kind of tell you. But yeah, they walk 5 miles to get water every day.
So. That's crazy. Well, thank you for the work you're doing.
That's a bit of a trek. Yeah.
Yeah, and again, a good way to keep a marriage going is just that you and your wife keep traveling at different times to different countries, and then, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder, so that's good.
Yeah, as Rodney Dangerfield said, you know, we're sleeping in different bedrooms, we go to different places, we're doing everything we can to keep together, you know what I mean?
So. All right. All right, yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't quote Henny Youngman's marital joke, right?
Yeah. Okay.
He said, "Take my wife, please." So that was not. You don't want to do that. All right. Yeah. So we'll leave it at that. Bring your toothbrush, your mouthwash, all the different things, and again, the security. You got to go through security. That's its own ordeal. And so travel safe, and we'll talk to you when you return. Okay.
Sounds good, Mark. Thank you so much. All right. Have a great week.
All right, our good friend Drew Frelick from Michigan here on WWIB. Off to Ethiopia, so your prayers for him. And again, good news, celebrating the return of Steve Swenson, Caleb's dad. So, heaving a sigh of relief on that one. Answered prayers for sure. Well, it is time for our Hope in Hoops, and thanks to Sherry and Bloomer, a $10 flat pledge. Also heard from Debbie this morning, Debbie Horner's $10 per make, $5 per miss. And we also had Jeannie, who's going with just the fourth ball all month long, though, the rest of the month for the early morning shooting. So I've got four balls here. Hold on. Let me get another ball. Listen to the music here. All right. Well, listen, I have had four. Yeah. A Family Fair $10 gift certificate on the line, and we will continue to take your calls for that, 715-396-1670. I've hit four straight from the chair. Here's the thing. I think take the headphones off. You know, the glasses are not. What do you do? I don't know. Maybe we... Banked. All right, first one, I banked it in. So one for one from the chair. Here we go. Yeah, two for two. That's six in a row, but just two for two in the shooting. So, yeah, kind of tensed up on that one, two for three. Yeah, two for four. I just kind of went to my head there a little bit. Yeah, so after hitting the first two, the other three went awry. So two for five today. Yeah, yeah, just kind of, where's that sports psychologist? Need him, need her. Final few days for HSHS hospitals to be open in the Chippewa Valley. Good morning. 22 degrees at 7:03 on this Monday, March 18th, with your WIB News. I'm Mark Halverson. Caleb has sports coming up. Both Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls are set to close this Friday, March 22nd. HSHS announcing back in January that it was going to close the hospitals because of costs and industry pressures. Republican State Senator Jesse James weighing in on the matter on yesterday's Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB.
This has been planned. This has been in the works. The CEO was hired, in my opinion, to get rid of the services in Western Wisconsin. I think that's the whole purpose that he was brought on, was to close down these two hospitals and the Pervaya campuses to take care of other obligations in another state, primarily Illinois.
Eau Claire's other hospitals say they're ready to handle the influx of patients from HSHS. Those two hospitals make up about a third of the care in the Chippewa Valley.
On to our CCM song tournament. We're still in the first round, kind of late stages of the first round here. And we've got Ann Wilson against Third Day right now.
Yeah, again, the seeding was an imperfect science, but, you know, Third Day has not been together for a while now. And so Todd and Rice Lake nominating them, trying to win himself two We Are Messengers tickets for the April 8th concert at the Pablo. They come in seated 19th, so we'll play their song first. And then Ann Wilson, a recent New Artist of the Year, is going to be at One Fest. Carolyn Oliva going with her. Taking your votes on Ann Wilson's God and Country and Third Day, Your Love, O Lord, and at least in the text line, Third Day with a slight lead, Caleb.
And it looks like Ann Wilson with a very slight lead in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, which means we're right around deadlocked here.
I guess so, yeah. So your vote will matter between now and 7:45. Real quick, we had quite the story from over the weekend. My daughter, Evelyn, turned 24 yesterday. She and her friend out walking their dogs Friday night. It was around dusk, 7 o'clock or so. They come back, and they're like, you wouldn't believe what we found. In a pet carrier in the cemetery, kind of tucked back away, was a hedgehog. A hedgehog in a little pet carrier.
Really?
There was food and water in it, but hedgehogs are temperature sensitive, and I don't know how the little fella or gal, I'm not sure, would have fared had they been there overnight. Things got a bit cold, but I've reached out to the Humane Association there, and my sister-in-law used to have a pet hedgehog. So completely.
So you are fostering a hedgehog.
Yes,
right
we
now?
Are taking very good care of a hedgehog who was finally, after growling a bit, was finally warming up to us a bit last night. So.
Wow. Oh, man. The Halversons just have all sorts of a menagerie of animals.
I know it.
There.
I know it. It's crazy. All right. We have a winner in our first CCM song showdown of the morning, Caleb.
Yes. The text line and the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group agree. And again, sometimes one is weighted more than the other toward a specific artist or group. But agreement on both sides today. And that means, again, Ann Wilson, her third day, one moving on and one going home, figuratively speaking, in our bracket style CCM song showdowns here.
Carolyn Oliva with a smile on her face because her nominee, third day, moves on.
Congratulations, third day. And again, Ann Wilson, man, maybe after her One Fest appearance, she'll be even stronger next year, but definitely a rising star in contemporary Christian music. Well, they've been stars for a long time, Casting Crowns. This is All Because of Mercy. Hey, we've got another matchup coming up in less than half an hour as well.
Different styles.
Yes, and Jason Gray against Skillet.
Yeah.
So the songs will be revealed as well, but that's going to be a fun one. Looking forward to that as well.
Oh, that's going to be a great matchup. These are the final few days for HSHS hospitals in the Chippewa Valley. Both Sacred Heart in Eau Claire and St. Joe's in Chippewa Falls set to close on Friday. HSHS announcing in January it was going to close the hospitals because of costs and industry pressures. Senator Jesse James says, he tells WWIB News that they have dealt the Chippewa Valley a devastating blow.
If their business practices and their communication efforts and their business operations are, they conduct themselves like this with the minimal amount of communication that our citizens and our employees and our families deserve in our neck of the woods, and for them to do what they did is disgraceful.
James says this is the issue he has with HSHS.
God's been removed from the picture. Now, in our world today, this is Satan taking over, and it's become all about money. Follow the money, and you'll see the future of HSHS.
All right, another CCM song showdown here on WWIB. Differing styles. I guess we think basketball, one team wants to slow it down, one team wants to pick it up maybe. So Skillet nominated by Heather and Kadat going first with their song Invincible, followed by Jason Gray nominated by Betty and Ladysmith. Remind Me Who I Am, and two different ways to vote on the text line at 715-396-1670, 396-1670, or the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Voting goes through 8:45 a.m. Let's hear the song, starting with Skillet kicking us off, Feel Invincible. WWIB, we are family. Vote away. Gillett, Feel Invincible, nominated by Heather from Kadat, song one in this CCM Song Showdown matchup on the Wib Wake Up Show. Some strong early support from one of last year's One Fest headliners. Skillet, again, jumping out to an early lead.
But the thing is, I mean, from the Midwest is Jason Gray, like I know John Cooper from southern Wisconsin. And Jason Gray has had a lot of stops in and around the Wib listening area. And so we'll see how he fares with song two from Betty and Ladysmith.
Yes, can he make a comeback here with a lot of time? 20 minutes left to vote. But again, Skillet has jumped out to that lead. Jason Gray fans going to need to step up. This is Remind Me You're Here. Jason Gray against Feel Invincible by Skillet. You can vote 715-396-1670 and in the group.
WWIB, our second CCM song showdown of the morning. One artist moves on, and it is Skillet advancing over Jason Gray.
So Skillet moves on, and Jason Gray, this is his earliest exit ever in this tournament.
Again, Skillet, a popular group. That was a good song, Invincible. And
yes,
again, it doesn't hurt that they were the Friday night headliner at Saturday night headliner, one of those days at OneFest last summer. Yeah.
So put on a great show. So again, Skillet getting the support here and moving on to the second round. And again, we've got two more first round matchups tomorrow, but we are getting toward the end of the first round.
We are. And Yeah, we got a great 7 o'clock showdown. I'm going to tell you here off air, and maybe we'll break it before 9 this morning. But yeah, good stuff continuing on tomorrow as we whittle the field from 32 to 16.
All right, looks like I have about a minute left to try to squeeze in another practice shot or two, and then it's time for Hope and Hoops. Someone walking away with that $25 Family Fair gift card. You can get in a last second pledge. Use that text line. You've heard it so many times recently, 715-396-1670.
All right, we've got a lot of good pleasures for Caleb. I started things off because things were a little dry, a little slow here on a Monday around 7:30 or so, but it's picked up since then.
Yes, indeed. So thank you so much to everybody who's pledging. And if you want to get in a last-second pledge, even as I shoot, we'll still put you in the running for that $25 Family Fair gift card. Get groceries, get donuts, what have you. And looks like our pledgers so far. Okay, of course, we heard from Halvo. Thank you so much for getting things started off. Then Shelly from Shatek with a $15 flat pledge. We heard from our friend Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard in honor of his mother's birthday. Again, she was born on this day in 1930. And $30 flat pledge. Thank you so much. Thank you to Marcy from Bloomer, $10 per made shot. And also Mark from Chippewa Falls says $10 per made shot as well. So thank you so much, everybody in the running for that Family Fair gift card, no matter how I shoot, even if I shoot as poorly as I feel I might.
Caleb, we love you and we believe in you. Go get them.
Jeffrey from Wausau, last second pledge here.
Yeah.
$5 for each basket made. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, headphones off. He's stepping up here. Striped shirt today on a Monday. Our sales manager, promotion manager, co-host of the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb, at the first ball in his hand. And the first one on the way. There it is, one for one. Number two is on the money, two for two. The next one, there it is, three for three. Perfect start. That was a little deep. Yeah, back, front, off. And then the last one to finish, got it. Four out of five, matching some earlier performances in the month.
We were talking off the air how when you miss, you can feel it as soon as it leaves
you.
Your
thought
hand.
On that fourth one?
Yeah, yeah, it's like, nah, no. Didn't. But I will take four for five again, a little better than... And my three for five last time.
Even the fourth one had a chance. It hit the back, it hit the front, but then it said no.
Yeah. On a Monday, I'll take it. Because, again, Mondays, it's hard to get going. So
if we needed, if we needed a hoop made from one person at the station, I'd pick you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, we'll do that drawing for the Family Fair gift card before the end of the show. We'll also debut our next matchup coming up for the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow in our CCM
it's a good
Song
one.
Showdown. Here's Toby Mac, number one song of the nation, with Faithfully. WWIB, we are family. Thank you all for being part of it.